What we're seeing right now is a little bit of freezing rain. Temperatures hovering right around freezing for about 60 to 90 minutes. And now I see Columbia Regional Airport just came in with 33. So temperatures are rising very slowly above freezing, and the freezing rain should come to an end. I mean, it's going to continue to rain, but the freezing aspect of it should come to an end here in central Missouri over the next, you know, say half an hour or so. And we haven't had any, you know, reports of any large accumulations, just some patchy ice and a little bit of slush forming on roads. And going up to towards Kirksville, a lot of the same kind of idea there, just a little bit of rain with patches of ice as, you know, before the temperatures can rise above freezing. And for the rest of the day, it looks like we're just going to be seeing just some rain, and the rain should be turning over to snow tonight. We're looking for snow to begin there probably around somewhere between 5 and, say, 7 p.m. And the latest totals that we have right now are about 3 to 4 inches in the Columbia area, maybe a little bit more up in Kirksville, say 2 to 4, 2 to 5 in that general region.
Okay. And then, yeah, you kind of got to it about what we've seen on the roads, too. But, I mean, what's the combination, I guess, of for people of their afternoon commute today, I guess, a combination of the temperatures now rising above freezing, but also we'll still have some of that rain. What can we, I guess, expect on the roads most likely?
Right, sure. Well, you know, for the moment, you should be aware that there could be some patchy ice on area roads, especially anything that's untreated and less traveled. So be careful about that. However, you know, as the temperatures continue to rise, I think the afternoon commute would just be wet. And, you know, the snowfall is going to be pretty light later on this evening. We're probably looking for I think probably the majority of the snow maybe to fall after midnight, but we're looking for right now is maybe an inch or so by midnight, an inch to an inch and a half by midnight in the Columbia area, and then maybe up to 2 inches in the Kirksville area.
Is it going to be wet mainly because of the temperatures, or is it also since we're going to be above freezing? Is it going to like kind of wash some of that ice off? Or I mean, I'm guessing by the time it gets down below freezing, probably tonight, we'll still have to worry about that a little bit. The ice maybe still underneath. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, any water left on the roads tonight will probably refreeze. We're looking for low temperatures tomorrow morning. In the mid to upper 20s. So yeah, that'll definitely be a problem. But we, like I say, we shouldn't. Once you get temperatures above freezing, you know, in this pattern, it's you don't really have to worry too much about ice on roads.
Do we know when we're expecting temperatures to go back below freezing?
Looks like we should probably drop off fairly quickly after sunset. Yeah, we're probably looking for temperatures to start dropping below freezing by 6 or 7 p.m.